Making some history. I'm Mike Pilosoff, and this is your Western Kansas Broadcast Center Sports Update. If you don't know the name Yaz Vargas, you will now.
Bats from the left side, lays the bat on that back shoulder. First and third, the payoff, and Vargas grounds it right to second, off the glove of Stark, into right field. Cabral scores from third, and it's 10-0.
Vargas reaching base five times while Abby Dart was dealing.
Dart back in the circle. She has struck out eight. Here's the 0-2, make it 9, and the Buffaloes win it.
Buffaloes earning their first ever state tournament win with a 10-0 victory over Blue Valley in the 6A quarterfinals. An emotional head coach, Trina Moquette, afterwards.
Had a moment with John, and, you know, he summed it up. This is for all the players that ever came through the program, you know, in his time and in mine. And, you know, he started it, and we're trying to make it bigger and better and do the best things we can.
Garden City moves on to play top-seeded Olathe Northwest tomorrow morning in the semis. 11 o'clock first pitch. You can hear it on 99.9 ESPN Radio. Now, if you missed it yesterday, Garden City baseball coach Bill Wilson resigning after 22 years.
I'm not getting any younger, and all the issues that you deal with mostly off the field, it's draining at times. I mean, we have so many other things that we got to deal with other than just coaching. That was probably at least half of the decision.
Wilson started the program back in 1984. Indoor football, the last time Texas and Dodge City met.
First and goal, Texas from the 13, 2x2. Dixon in the gun. Takes a chest-high snap, looks right, comes back on a slant over the middle, and it's caught. Touchdown, Adams.
That touchdown in the final seconds giving the Revolution a come-from-behind win. Texas coach Victor Mann wasn't satisfied then, nor is he now.
I don't feel like we executed. I think we closed the game well by getting the win. But all season long, I don't feel like we have played a full game.
A win this week for the Law clinches a home playoff game Saturday night, 6:30 on 98.1 FM. That's your Western Kansas Broadcast Center Sports Update. I'm Mike Pilosoff.